You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to the Elite Professionals Magazine Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, powered by EliteProfessionals.org. I'm your host, Eric Dye. Elite Professionals is for professionals by professionals about professionals. We are an innovative resource devoted to you, your business, and your interests. A new and unique radio show for interesting professionals, authors, and fascinating startups. Elite Professionals features interviews about and of interest to professionals from those highly established with fascinating stories to share. On today's show, we are pleased to feature Diana Fletcher, who is the stress-reducing expert author, life coach, and speaker. Her latest book is entitled Happy on Purpose, Daily Messages of Empowerment and Joy for Women. Hello, Diana, and welcome to Elite Professionals Magazine Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Likewise. So tell me, how would you define happiness and why is this so important?
Well, I would define happiness in this way. It's living a life of fulfillment and contentment. And I know that doesn't sound exciting or sexy, but I think it's a realistic way to look at it. Happiness isn't always exciting, and it doesn't mean that every minute you're having fun, but I feel that it means you're living a good life. A good life is one that you can feel proud of yourself at the end of each day, and you know you did your best with what you've been given. And the reason I think it's important to think about happiness and look at it this way is that you need to know it's a decision and a commitment that you make, because life can get you bogged down. Happiness shouldn't be like work. It shouldn't be one more thing on the to-do list. I'm going to be happy and check it off. You want to make sure it's a commitment. And I truly think we're meant to be happy and healthy. And it's our responsibility, having been given life, that we make it as good as we can.
Why do you place such an emphasis of stress reduction and self-care?
Well, self-care is a huge ingredient in taking care of yourself and tuning into your physical and emotional needs. When you do that, you're taking responsibility for your life. It'll also make you more empathetic, and you're able to help others. Many times parents or people taking care of their aging parents neglect themselves. This can lead to resentment, physical problems, and so on. And obviously, that cannot lead to happiness. So by realizing it's okay to take care of yourself, that it's not being selfish, you start realizing that there are things you can control. And in this world, I couldn't get that out for a second, in this world, bad things happen. That's how it is. So we often feel that we have no control over anything, and that leads to stress. So by taking control of your body, your health, your quiet time, your habits, all the things that are self-care, you regain a sense of control over your world. You also are acknowledging that you're important, and this is a step on the road to happiness. So as a stress-reducing expert, I see the effect that stressors have on people's daily lives. Stress reduction is really self-care. Taking the time to eat in a healthy and mindful way, take deep breaths, get some exercise, laugh, all of these affect your or impact your contentment and happiness. So it's all part of the happiness equation.
Your book is written for women. Could men benefit from the book, and what tip from the book could benefit both men and women?
Okay, well, everyone can benefit from the book. And I've heard from a lot of guys, a lot of men who have read it and enjoyed it, and they're using it in their own lives. I wrote it for women because I work primarily with women, and I'm often alarmed by women's lack of self-care or the places that women sometimes fall apart. So I wrote the book as an easy guide with all the ingredients that I feel are important for women and men to lead happy, healthy lives. There's a page for each day of the year, and it can be read in minutes because people do not have time to read anymore. So they love it when they open the book and they see it's just this short message. Then the action step is called a happy action that each person can try that day. And I tried to touch on all the aspects of our lives: self-care, understanding your finances, humor, laughing, taking charge of things. So in fact, men who forget these things in their busy world can also benefit. And it's funny because I've had husbands say to me, is it okay if I read that too? And that makes me laugh because I'm a person who totally does what she wants to. I don't like anyone telling me what to do, so, and I never have. So I believe we all need to be doing what we want to do, and I want everyone to enjoy the book. So if the book helps people, they should all read it, men and women, and, of course, they should tell everyone else about it too. You asked what tip could benefit both men and women. So I flipped through the book just now, and I've got 2 days that I think would be really good, and it would give a good example of how this book is written. So on February 28th, this is what it says. It is not healthy for you to hold in all your feelings. They will end up bursting out somehow. You may experience a breakdown of sorts, or you may overdo substances in an effort to deal with the feelings. And then the happy action is this: admit your feelings to yourself and others. This does not mean starting arguments. It means honesty. Do not be afraid to cry sometimes. In this message, I'm addressing the fact that many people hold in the feelings, and your body and mind will not stay healthy when you do this. People may end up self-medicating, and, you know, that leads to alcohol abuse, drugs. Shopping is a form of self-medication. So you need to let those feelings out. I see where men could really benefit from this one because they've been taught to hold in feelings, and it's not good. I do point out also that it doesn't mean yelling or anger or freaking out. I didn't say it in those words, but that's what could happen. So the happy action emphasizes honesty, which is huge with me in the commitment to being happy. Or here's one, July 20th. Kindness is not a sign of weakness. To be kind extends respect to all of us. There is no reason to be harsh. And the happy action is show your strength. Be kind to someone who is sad today. I think this one would be really interesting one for men because it's a different way to demonstrate strength. It may be looking at strength in a way that they've never done before. So, you know, in essence, I think everybody can interpret these in their own way. And some days are going to hit people a little closer to home, and I think men would realize that a lot of what I'm talking about they can use.
Today we are joined by Diana Fletcher, who is the stress-reducing expert author, life coach, and speaker. Her latest book is entitled Happy on Purpose: Daily Messages of Empowerment and Joy for Women. Joining us today on the Elite Professionals Magazine radio show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Diana, can you offer some tips right now for happiness and joy?
Yes, I can, definitely. So the first tip is to buy my book. All right, couldn't resist. The first tip, take some quiet time and think. Make a little date with yourself and sit quietly and think about what you don't like in your life. Tell yourself that you deserve to be happy and that you want to commit to this. And, you know, that first part, there are many, many days and weeks that go by for people, and they never have any quiet time. They're not even thinking. They're on automatic. They keep going. So just acknowledging that, okay, I'm going to make a little date with myself, I'm going to be by myself and sit and think, it can be scary, but it can be kind of cool too. So when you tell yourself you deserve to be happy and that you want to commit to this, even if you're not sure how, just saying it to yourself that you deserve it will start changing your thinking. And then you need to observe yourself as if you're viewing your own life from the outside. The way you spend your days from the outside, as if you're someone else. So you need to look and say, am I always negative? Am I always tired? Am I always rushing through meals and personal conversations? And really look at it honestly, as if you're stepping out and observing someone else. And this is a saying, a quote that means everything to me, and it explains a lot of the book, I think, in one sentence. The way we live the minutes of each day is the way we live our lives. This is a quote from Eknath Eshwaran, who is not with us anymore, and he taught a lot of meditation and being in the present. So I want everyone to think about that. The way we live the minutes of each day is the way we live our lives. Every minute of every day, you make choices. Don't kid yourself about that. You're choosing the way your life will go. So evaluate how you're spending your days, and one step at a time, make changes. That's why I wrote this book. It's filled with baby steps that will get you moving in a really, really powerful way.
What is your most powerful stress-reducing tip, and what would you suggest people try to do every day?
Okay. My most powerful stress-reducing strategy is breathing slowly and deeply. This is something everybody should try to be doing every hour during the day. They just take the time to breathe in deeply through their nose, fill their lungs, fill their diaphragm with air, and then breathe out slowly. And it's a very simple, simple technique, but don't be fooled by the simplicity of this. Taking the time to do three deep breaths and taking that pause in your day just does amazing things for your body. You get oxygen to all the cells, you feel healthier, you de-stress, you loosen your muscles, you get oxygen to your brain. Everything goes easier after that. So I always suggest that as a first step. The second step or second tip would be to make time for quiet every day. Even if it's only 10 minutes a day, you need quiet. And in this noisy world where we're never without phone, computer, text messages, quiet can be a wonderful, beneficial thing. It will help you tune into your thoughts, what your body needs, and you also then can pay attention to what your body tells you.
She is Diana Fletcher, who is the stress-reducing expert author, life coach, and speaker. Her latest book is entitled Happy on Purpose, Daily Messages of Empowerment and Joy for Women. And the website of reference is thoughtsbydiana.com. Diana, thanks so much for joining us today on Elite Professionals Magazine Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Elite Professionals Magazine Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.